Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Next to Dan Hannigan, who is the executive chef for the Breen Brothers Group of Restaurants in Dublin, and he joins me now. Dan, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on.
Listen, you're going to give us a little bit of a lesson today on sauces and hopefully empower us to make our dressings at home instead of hitting the supermarket shelves. Why do you think we tend to buy sauces and dressings? Are they a bit intimidating, or perhaps it's just me channeling my own novice status?
I think there's definitely a bit of an intimidation to it, to people being scared to maybe mess it up a little bit. And also I think the perceived ease of buying it, when you make them at home, you can make as much or as little as you need, and they're actually all relatively very simple to make.
And there's such a, you know, but huge array of them as well. Like, I mean, you know, entire aisles in when you go into supermarkets. Do you have more control over anything from calories to taste when you make it at home?
You definitely have control over taste, and also, I mean, I think the quantities is a big one, because you know, if you buy a salad dressing in the shop in a bottle, and then it'll sit in the shelves for however amount of time, so it's easy to, you can make as much or as little as you need for a big party or like one or two people.
Yeah, look, I mean, some of the things I think, you know, that perhaps people might reach for a jar rather than making it home, like things like mayonnaise. If you're making mayonnaise at home and trying to make sure that it's okay and that it's safe to use and safe to eat, are there any tricks that you use?
I think for people worried about the eggs and stuff like that, you can definitely use, in good shops, you can get pasteurized egg yolks, which means that you can make your mayo and you can kind of you're safe in the knowledge that it's going to be okay for at least a week or two.
Yeah.
It's very good quality egg yolks that they use for those. So.
Yeah, and like, I mean, and obviously it's such a neutral base that you can work on in terms of adding anything to it. For the summertime, we're obviously waiting for this new heat wave to come. But what are the main flavors right now for dressings as we head into summer?
Yeah, I think lots of acidity. Lots of fresh stuff. So mayonnaises are definitely a good one, but they can be a little bit richer and more heavy. So I think more olive oil and vinegar-based dressings. So you can, in nice quality shops, you can get really good different vinegars like Chardonnay, Pedro Ximenez, Sherry. And each different vinegar kind of works with different sort of...
And white balsamic seems to be really the dressing of this year, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's delicious. And it kind of works with sort of white meats and fish and vegetables. You can use it for beef and stuff, but you'd probably be looking more sherry for that. But very good. The white balsamic is just, it's a beautiful product. I have it everywhere in all the restaurants.
Yeah, it really just seems to be sort of hitting the summer trend. I'm just wondering, you know, perhaps the reason why the supermarket shelves are so full, or perhaps that we're reaching for them, is that our tastes, I think, have probably changed a lot over the last couple of decades, you know, when compared to the 80s, you know, when the rosemary sauce was probably the height of our tastes,
but
our eclectic taste or salad cream. But do you think that is that, you know, obviously we've much more diverse communities and people are travelling. Do you think we're benefiting maybe from that sort of, that explosion in tastes?
Oh, without a doubt. I think Ireland becoming a more diverse country has definitely helped us with expanding our knowledge of food and ingredients and flavours. And it's developed the restaurants in the country. And I think social media as well, all the chefs and all the people cooking on social media are showing off all these cool different flavor combinations. And I think people are getting more brave with their cooking, and we should keep going, because the more the merrier with all the different types of food and flavours.
Yeah, like, I mean, even like things like sheep's yoghurt and, you know, all of those kind of, you know, dressings are also sort of really, really in vogue. Can I ask you, Dan, just about the gadgets and equipment that you need, you know, if you're making a sauce or a dressing? Is it a stick blender? Is it a Nutribullet? And what recipes sort of work best with those? Or is it just back to the old pestle and mortar or a shake of a jar?
The Basil Murder and the jar shake definitely does work, but I think if you're attempting sort of a restaurant quality standard, the Nutribullet is definitely the one to go. We use in most restaurants, we use a thing called a Thermomix, which is a very, very powerful blender, and the Nutribullet is the closest thing I've found to that. So there's a recipe for harissa yogurt, and so you just get your Velvet Cloud sheep's yogurt, which is a beautiful yogurt from Mayo, and the harissa, and you blend it together in your Nutribullet, and it creates a beautiful smooth dressing, dip, marinade, whichever you're going to use it for. But the Nutribullet's definitely great. The hand blenders are good. Just the Nutribullet's just a fabulous product that has serious power.
Yeah, no, it's superb. And I know you've also got a fabulous preserved lemon and chili dressing. But before I let you go, can I ask just for myself, a really simple balsamic dressing you can't beat. And it's something that changes for me each time I try it. Give me the best and most easiest one to master.
Okay, so definitely a spoon of Dijon mustard, spoon of honey, a couple of tablespoons of balsamic vinegar. Give it a whisk. Add in a kind of a neutral olive oil, like a, sort of a cheaper olive oil for the most part. And then if you can, add a nice Arbequina, beautiful olive oil. So about a third of the amount of olive oil you're using, use the nice olive oil. And that just adds a little bit of bitterness, a little bit more bouge to the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's where I might go wrong just on how much oil to use. But Dan Hannigan, Executive Chef with Breen Brothers Group, thank you very, very much for joining us this afternoon. And that's all we have time for this afternoon. You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RTÉ Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.